from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for ASEAN to address Rohingya crisis. President Joko Widodo highlights Indo-Pacific concept at ASEAN Summit Plenary. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, agreed on a single negotiating draft to resolve SCS dispute. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called for ASEAN member states to help address the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar's western state of Rakhine. President Joko Widodo said at a plenary session of the 33rd ASEAN Summit held at the Suntec Convention and Exhibition Center in Singapore on Tuesday night that ASEAN is ready to help the Myanmar government create conducive situation in Rakhine State where freedom of movement is respected without discrimination and development is realized inclusively. ASEAN is currently facing different challenges and that it needs commitments from all of its member states to maintain peace and welfare. The head of state noted that the Rohingya crisis has aroused anxiety and created declined global confidence. He expressed hope that ASEAN would be able to take a forward step to settle the humanitarian crisis. ASEAN needs to get involved in settling the question of the Rakhine state, he said, adding, if the crisis goes unheeded, it will have a detrimental impact on Myanmar in particular and ASEAN in general. For more than 50 years, ASEAN has enjoyed security and peace. He further lauded the results of the talks between ASEAN foreign ministers to have settled the crisis. The ASEAN Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance, AHA Center, is expected to have settled the crisis. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted developments in the concept of Indo-Pacific regional cooperation during the plenary session of the 33rd ASEAN Summit held at the Suntec Convention and Exhibition Center in Singapore on Tuesday night. President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, as he commonly known, said in his address the decision that to maintain its centrality, ASEAN has no other choices but to use the East Asia Summit as a main platform to discuss this concept. The Indonesian leader said, ASEAN, which is situated in the Indo-Pacific region, must be able to serve as an axis, play its role and turn threats into increased cooperation. The Indo-Pacific concept could be deployed through increased cooperation which puts emphasis on the principles of transparency and respect for international law. Is that ASEAN needs to develop Indo-Pacific cooperation by emphasizing respect for international law and ASEAN centrality. He warmly welcomed ASEAN member states' positive response to the Indo-Pacific concept, which is adopted as an ASEAN joint concept. He added, the innovative outlook will direct ASEAN cooperation in the future with the Indo-Pacific region as the pro-strategic center to realize joint development and welfare. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has revised 7 bilateral and multilateral trade agreements by signing a presidential regulation in a bid to boost trade, according to a senior trade official. Trade Ministry Secretary General Karyanto Supri confirmed on Tuesday that he had been informed about the ratification. The news about the ratification broke out less than a week after a group of cabinet ministers agreed to accelerate the aforementioned agreements in a meeting led by Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution. The ratified agreements, which include free trade agreement, are the ASEAN-Australia-New Zealand FTA, ASEAN-India FTA, ASEAN-Korea FTA, ASEAN and China FTA, and ASEAN Agreement on Medical Device Directive, the Ninth Protocol of the ASEAN Framework Agreement on Services, and the Indonesia-Pakistan Preferential Trade Agreement. Karyanto reaffirmed that the President's move was in accordance with Article 84 of Law No. 7/2014 on International Trade Agreements, which stipulates that the Executive is authorized to ratify an agreement if the House of Representatives, as the legislative body, fails to make a decision within 60 working days after the agreements are signed. The members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, agreed on a single negotiating text draft of the Code of Conduct, COC, for the South China Sea, SCS, as an effort to resolve a dispute in the region. The statement was made by Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsuri after attending the 18th ASEAN Political Security Community Council meeting at Suntec Convention Center, Singapore, on Tuesday. The first reading between ASEAN and China for the single draft negotiation document will be carried out next year. The single document will have ASEAN to negotiate with China regarding the settlement of the South China Sea dispute. Previously, Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security, Wiranto, stated that the South China Sea dispute must be resolved peacefully by respecting the agreed condition. In addition, Indonesia encouraged the completion of various agreements that lead to a comprehensive settlement. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Trade Ministry is deploying 260 personnel to check the availability of basic necessities stock and prices across the country. Secretary General of Trade Ministry Karyanto Supri stated on Tuesday, "If there is scarcity in stock, we should assure that the commodities are supplied to regions facing shortage so that there would be no reason to increase prices." He noted that a system had been implemented, which could be proven by the fact that the implementation rate remained under control for consecutive periods. According to Karyanto Supri, the Trade and Industry Services has the responsibility to come to the field directly and provide a report on it to ensure if there is surplus of basic goods in a region and allocate the surplus goods to other regions. In this case, the Ministry of Trade wants to ensure that the availability of basic commodities in all regions can be maintained in order to avoid price hike. For this reason, he appealed to staple sellers not to cheat, for example, by stockpiling basic commodities, because the Ministry of Trade would take firm action against it. The Ministry of Trade is also developing a technology so that each region is able to report on the availability of basic commodities in the market. Indonesian aircraft manufacturer PT Dirgantara Indonesia has said the company is preparing to sign a contract with Senegal and Côte d'Ivoire for the purchase of CN-235 aircraft. PT Dirgantara Indonesia sales division head Ibnu Bintarto said a purchase and sale contract would be signed in the near future. He said Senegal and Ivory Coast purchased PT Dirgantara Indonesia's aircraft through an European company. Ibnu's statement clarified a previous report that the contract had been signed on Monday. CN-235-220 aircraft are a variant of the CN-235-10, which was jointly developed by PT Industri Pesawat Terbang Nusantara, now PT Dirgantara Indonesia, with Spanish aircraft and manufacturer CASA in 1979. Previously, PT Dirgantara Indonesia signed a contract with Senegal for two CN-235-10 aircraft and two CN-235-200 aircraft. One of the CN-235-220 aircraft is currently still under construction at PT Dirgantara Indonesia factory in Bandung, West Java. Ibnu declined to reveal the value of the contract, but said the price of a CN-235 aircraft was about $30 million, depending on the variant and specifications ordered by the buyers. PT Dirgantara Indonesia sees Africa as a lucrative market, as many countries are looking to replace the older aircraft. PT Dirgantara Indonesia President Director Alfian Guntoro previously said the company was hoping to sell 95 CN-235 aircraft, 29 CN-212I aircraft, and 111 N-219 aircraft on the continent. State-owned cement producer PT Semen Indonesia President Director Hendy Prio Santoso says the company will be able to produce 53 million tons of cement following the company's acquisition of PT Holcim Indonesia. Hendy said the company had anticipated an increase in the demand for cement ahead of the acquisition. PT Semen Indonesia announced on Tuesday it had taken over 6.18 billion shares of Holcim, 80.6% of the company's shares in a $916 million transaction. The acquisition was held by PT Semen Indonesia Industri Bangunan, a subsidiary of PT Semen Indonesia. Semen Indonesia Corporate Secretary Agung Wiharto said there were 15 cement producers in the country with total installed capacity of 107 million tons, while domestic consumption reached 66.5 million tons. Market demand increased to 17 million tons in 2017, meaning that the gap reached 37 million tons. Agung estimated that supply and demand would balance out in 2027 with an estimation of 7% annual growth in demand. He added that Semen Indonesia sales had grown 5% from January to September, while the company's capacity utilization had reached 90%. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary on European Joint Army Establishment. I'm Dalot Pane. The idea of French President Emmanuel Macron to form a joint European army continues to roll. Unlike United States President Donald Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed support for Emmanuel Macron's idea. Since becoming president of France last year, Macron continues to push for his idea to form a joint European army. Macron based his argument that Europe must protect itself from China, Russia, and the United States. Trump declared the statement made to reporters a few days ago an insult. However, this provocative statement was welcomed by Vladimir Putin. From Moscow, Putin expressed full support for the idea of French President Emmanuel Macron. According to Vladimir Putin, Macron's idea is a positive development at a multilateral level. Putin argued, Europe has the right to be sovereign and independent in the security sector. From his statement, Putin gave a signal that Europe would reduce its dependence on the United States, that is, its subsidy to NATO. The controversy between Putin and Trump has therefore become a new issue that might lead to a new discourse on the existence of NATO. From the United States side, actually Macron's and Putin's statement could be considered as a counterattack to Trump. Some time ago, Donald Trump stated that he would quit the Nuclear Weapons Limitation Agreement, INF, which was formed in 1980. Trump's statement raises concern over the condition of European security. Whether the idea of Emmanuel Macron will be realized soon, the multilateral dynamics and the opinions of European leaders are yet to be seen. France still has to wait for a response from others. Of the many European leaders, the new Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, has showed positive response. Although Macron's ideas may still require struggle and time to be realized, the idea of the young president has at least influenced relations between Europe, Russia, and the United States. The formation of a joint European army will be an alternative defense outside NATO. That was commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, this is RRI World Service with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from the day of Mobile Brigade on November 14, 1946. The Day of Mobile Brigade is a special national day to commemorate the anniversary of Mobile Brigade BRIMOB troops, established on November 14, 1946, with original name was Mobile Brigade. Mobile Brigade was substitution of the previous special troops which was established during the Japanese colonialism with the name Tokubetsu Keisatsutai. The Mobile Brigade started its first duty by disarming the Japanese troops, protecting the head of state, and defending the capital city. Now we turn to another historical event with tragedy of the DC-9 plane of Southern Airways crashed in mountainous area of West Virginia. On November 14, 1970, Southern Airways Flight 932 charter plane crashed before landed in Tri-State Airport or Milton J. Ferguson Field in Huntington, West Virginia, in its route from Kinston, North Carolina. The tragedy killed the whole 75 passengers, including all trainer staffs and 37 members of Marshall University's soccer team. Now we end today's edition of Today in History with the Day of the World Diabetes on November 14. World Diabetes Day is celebrated annually on November 14. The commemoration of World Diabetes Day coincides with the birthday of Sir Frederick Banting, a medical scientist who helped to find insulin and was the first person to use it in humans. Since its inauguration in 1991, the commemoration of World Diabetes Day is aimed to increase awareness of diabetes. Listener, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome to My Indonesia. Today's topic entitled, Six Airport Gain Healthy Airport Award. Six airport in Indonesia won the Healthy Airport Award from the Indonesian Ministry of Health in commemoration of the 54th National Health Day 2018. The six airports are Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten, Hussein Sastra Negara Airport, Bandung, West Java, Raja Haji Visabilillah Airport, Tanjung Pinang, Riau Islands, Lombok International Airport, West Nusa Tenggara,
Sultan Haji Muhammad Sulaiman International Airport, Sepinggan, Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, and Adi Sumarmo Airport, Solo, Central Java. The award was submitted by the Director General of the Indonesian Ministry of Health, Dr. Kirana Pritasari, at the Indonesian Convention Exhibition BSD City, Tangerang, Banten, on Saturday, November 10. Soekarno-Hatta International Airport was awarded as the Best Healthy Airport 2018. This award is given for the achievements in implementing the work program in the health sector, especially in maintaining a healthy environment in the airport area. Senior Manager of the Safety Risk and Quality Control of Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Syaful Bahri, explained, previously a series of assessments had been carried out from the Ministry of Health in the category of port and airport. The categories are assessed including environment around the terminal on the sides of the land and air. The criteria of assessment of the Healthy Airport 2018 are, among others, the implementation of environmental health, arrangement of facilities and infrastructure, improvement of clean and healthy living behavior, improvement of occupational safety and health, and improvement in security and order. All of criteria are listed in the Minister of Health Regulation No. 44 of 2014 on Port and Healthy Airport Operation. This award is given to airports that have met the requirements according to the regulation of Health Minister. The Port and Healthy Airport Award is an achievement that is annually given by the Indonesian Ministry of Health. Listener, that was today's My Indonesia.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called for ASEAN member states to have addressed the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar's western state of Rakhine. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted developments in the concept of Indo-Pacific regional cooperation during the plenary session of the 33rd ASEAN Summit held at the Suntec Convention and Exhibition Center in Singapore on Tuesday night. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has ratified 7 bilateral and multilateral trade agreements by signing a presidential regulation in a bid to boost trade, according to a senior trade official. The members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, agreed on a single negotiating text draft of the Code of Conduct, COC, for the South China Sea and as an effort to resolve disputes in the region. The Trade Ministry is deploying 260 personnel to check the availability of basic necessity stock and prices across the country. Indonesian aircraft manufacturer PT Dirgantara Indonesia has said the company is preparing to sign a contract with Senegal and Côte d'Ivoire for the purchase of CN-235 aircraft. State-owned cement producer PT Semen Indonesia President Director Handi Prio Santoso says the company will be able to produce 53 million tons of cement following the company's acquisition of PT Holcim Indonesia. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Lava Cave in Purbalingga, Central Java. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id. Listener, generally caves in Indonesia consist of karst and they are located on the slope of hills so that there are stalactite and stalagmite. But there is one of caves in Purbalinga, Central Java, namely Lava Cave, which is categorized as volcanic cave. The cave is formed from lava of active volcano which melted and cooled for thousands until millions of years. The cooling process of the lava caused its rock to be hard and strong, which black color without appearing stalactite and stalagmite. The thickness of the rock can reach 50 meters so that it can survive against shaking. The rock is located on the hills. Listener, this tourism object is named Lava Cave because there are many bats in the cave. Lava Cave, or usually called Golaga by the local people, has around 1.5 kilometers long with 900 meters high above the sea level. So the cave has fresh air. In the cave, there are 14 small caves such as Pancuran Slamet, Sendang Slamet, Dadalawa, and many others. Listener, besides enjoying the beauty of natural cave, regional government of Purbalinga makes this tourism destination more interesting. Since this tourism has operated a day after Eid al-Fitri in 2018, this tourism destination provides a unique coffee stall in the cave. Because of the coffee stall, tourist visits increases drastically. It can be seen on the data which is delivered by Head of Sport Tourism and Tourism Prayitno. The facility is suitable for tourists who want to release their fatigue after going around the cave. Drinking a cup of warm coffee by enjoying exotic scenery of the cave that is decorated by colorful lamps which turn on alternately is an unforgettable experience. Listener, both the inside and outside cave are managed by the local government. The gateway consists of brick arrangements so that it looks like a door in the era of Majapahit Kingdom. Entering to the complex, the tourists can see a land of grass and shady pine trees. The spot is meant for tourists to take pictures. Because of this tourism object has been managed by the local government, access to Lava Cave is quite easy. If you go from Purbalinga City, it has a distance 27 kilometers. Arriving on Jalan Raya Purbalinga Pemalang, there is a junction with a signboard. In accordance with the direction, the trip is continued to the north as long as 3 kilometers. We suggest you to come here in the morning. The cave is open starting from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. The entrance ticket is relatively cheap. Monday to Friday is only 6,000 rupiah per person, while on the weekend is 7,500 rupiah per person. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation between RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is sakit perut, or in English, stomach ache. Stay tuned. next is a conversation about sakit perut, or in English, stomach ache.
Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Mengapa?
Iya, perutku agak sakit.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word twice, slowly, and you can follow after me. Kue. Kue, in English, cake. Lapar, lapar. Hungry. Makan, makan, to eat. Padahal, padahal. Whereas, or even though. Merayakan, merayakan, to celebrate. Ulang tahun, ulang tahun. Birthday. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. In English, you only eat a little bit cake, whereas the cake are still a lot. Mengapa? Mengapa? Why? Perutku agak sakit. Perutku agak sakit. In English, my stomach is a little bit ache. In the dialogue, Dinda said, "Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak." In English, you eat a little bit cake, even though the cake are still a lot. The expression said something contrary, such as kue masih banyak, tetapi Tony hanya sedikit memakannya. Dinda used the word padahal to say something contrary. Let's listen again Dinda's expression. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Let's follow some other examples. Dia sedih, padahal sedang berulang tahun. In English, he or she is sad, even though he or she is having a birthday. Aku masih lapar, padahal sudah makan. Aku masih lapar, padahal sudah makan. In English, I'm still hungry, even though I have eaten. Adikku tidak mau makan, padahal dia lapar. Adikku tidak mau makan, padahal dia lapar. In English, my sister or brother does not want to eat, even though she or he is hungry. While in the dialogue, Tony said, "Perutku agak sakit." The word agak in the expression means sedikit or a little bit. So, the expression "perutku agak sakit" can be changed to "perutku sedikit sakit." Let's follow to some other examples. Dia agak sedih. Dia sedikit sedih. In English, he or she is a little bit sad. Aku agak lapar. Saya sedikit lapar. In English, I'm a little bit hungry. Listen up before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's follow again the conversation.
Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Mengapa?
Iya, perutku agak sakit.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a jazz singer, Ardito Pramono. A 23-year-old singer is a newcomer in the Indonesian music scene. Dito began his career by recycling old songs, then uploaded the songs on YouTube channel. After having many experiences, he started to produce his own songs. Dito released his mini album in January 2017. It didn't take much time for him to directly draw more attention to music lovers, particularly younger generation. He has a melodious voice and good talent in composing songs and playing music. Ardito actually deserves to enliven the scene of Indonesian music. Listener, to initiate our segment of Music Corner for today, I will present the latest song from Ardito Pramono entitled Bitter Love.
There is bitter in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the store we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. Like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. But sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. To be in other space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
Listener, you've just listened to the song entitled Bitter Love by Ardito Pramono, which becomes the masterpiece of his works. The song Bitter Love was composed by Ardito himself. Dito tends to choose jazz and bossa nova in his music composition. Interestingly, even though the title is about love, he never tells about broken heart. This song raises the theme of diversity and has the meaning of unity, such as brother and sister, a young couple lovers, husband and wife, and other relationships. Before releasing the singer Bitter Love in 2018, Ardito has actively released some other songs in 2017. Moreover, he has released two mini albums last year. Listener, next I will present a song by Ardito Pramono entitled Bila.
Jadi kau bisa berbicara, izinkan aku pergi menuju surga. Kenangan kita di masa nostalgia ini tinggal menunggu hari, bayanganmu tak tampak lagi. Semua tak akan sama saat aku bersamanya. Nostalgia ini tinggal menunggu hari, bayanganmu tak tampak lagi. Semua tak akan sama saat aku bersamanya.
Listener, that was Ardito Pramono in his song entitled Bila. The song was one of the soundtracks from the big screen film entitled Susah Sinyal. Through this song, Ardito is getting more famous. When he asked to fill the soundtrack of the comedy drama film, Dito enthusiastic to welcome the opportunity. Even he only needed one day for making process of the song. Ardito also plans to release a mini album which consists of 6 songs. Listener, to end the music on it for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Fake Optics by Ardito Pramono. Enjoy the song and see you again in the next editions of Music On.
It will be 100,000 pictures on my head. But then I realized that my life's been so much mess. It's only just you and me, friend. My life has been someone who's always been their crook. Thought it'd be the one pleasure it's always mine. It's goodbye for the best, all the blessings for the rest. Surprised to find the place. You are my future hope. Please don't make the same mistake, 'cause I want you to be free. Been there, crew. Thought it'd be the one pleasure, it's always mine. It's goodbye for the best, all the blessings for the rest. Goodbye for the best, all the blessings for the rest.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Bekas kincu di sudut bibir kiri, di depan cermin Sabtu pagi. Aku tak tahu ini punya siapa. Cukup jauh dari mabuk rasanya, pun ku tak bermimpi entahlah ini pertanda apa. Sering malu karena sujud, hanya bila tertekan duhai pria yang mengaku-ngaku dewasa. Konon kebal membeku, dididikan pun tak mampu, ini dia si jago pemalu. Bila kau pikir aku sekuat itu, 247 aku bahagia. Oh, kau salah kawan, ku dilindungi dendangan.
pagar jarak pandangmu. Mustahil tak bercela di depan cermin Sabtu pagi. Aku bicara dengan pantulanku. Bunga tidur bisa membawamu terkubur jauh dari sekedar akar hantui pikiran. Kadang ku jatuh cinta, kadang naik sip hitam, kadang gelap malam, kadang semua tuli. Kau salah kawan, ku dilindungi dendangan. Ini musikku, dia pagar jarak padamu. Kau salah kawan, ku dilindungi dendangan. Ini musikku, dia pagar jarak padamu. Selama ku lihat engkau senang, yang lainnya ku simpan sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Dia biarkan ku jatuh cinta, lalu dia pergi seenaknya. Dihantui ragu tapi tak peduli, gegabah jadi alasannya. Pandangan yang takkan ku lupa, lama sudah aku tak punya. Lalu dia pergi menunggu dipaksa, dirayu untuk bicara. Sudah jauh kini aku berjalan tinggalkan dirimu. Tak kulihat lagi apa yang membutakan olahragamu. Sementara kau sibuk dengan permainanmu, dengan hati yang lain, nama yang lain. Sibuk merakit bumerang untuk menyerangmu, berbalik menyerangmu. Dia bilang telah salah kaguman, keniru arah puisi dan lagu yang sering ku tulis. Hanya itu yang dia mau. Tapi hati sudah jauh kini aku berjalan tinggalkan diri. Tak kulihat lagi apa yang membutakan olahragamu. Sementara kau sibuk dengan permainanmu, dengan
sibuk merakit, merangkut menyerangmu. Berbalik menyerangmu. Tak ada maaf untuk dia, nanti aku kan membalasnya. Dia harus tahu cinta ini benar, bukan hanya malu biasa. Dia harus tahu cinta ini benar.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Patahkan semangat dengan mulut pedas berdebat. Yang hanya lihat salahmu, oh. Kerakadan pendengar dapat cibiran sang benar. Sinisme bukan untukmu, oh. Mereka tak sempurna, sama juga hanya denganmu. Jangan risaukan celahmu, oh. Mungkin mereka bulan, tapi ingat kau matahari. Cahaya mereka dan sama juga hanya denganmu. Jangan risaukan celahmu. Mungkin mereka bulan, tapi ingat kau matahari. Cahaya mereka darimu. Buka hatimu dengar, biar saran beralasan. Kuatkan rangka jiwamu. Waspada yang cemburu, semua kutukan berlaku. Kuatkan langkah hatimu.
Bernyanyi,
lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya.
Bicara, bersorak, hey.
Lakukan yang kau suka.
Hidupmu
bukan hidupnya, oh. Buktikan sekarang, angkat penamu tulis. Bila gemar menulis,
thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.